Hot 104.7.
Justin Bieber tried to counter program against the Grammys by live streaming for an hour during the show. Technical difficulties prevented him from doing so. He tried to make up to his fans by posting a new video on Twitter, and that plan got fouled up too, so he ended up posting part of an unfinished song on SoundCloud. TV casting news. Yeah. Christina Applegate has quit her show. Christina Ricci is coming back to TV as a girlfriend in a coma. And the upcoming NCIS spinoff has found its female star. So there we go. Carrie Underwood decided to out-accessorize everyone last night at the Grammys by wearing a $31 million necklace. Not only did she have that really awesome dress, she had a $31 million necklace on.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. On TV tonight, Two Broke Girls, Fashion Police, the 2013 Grammy Awards, and DVDs out tomorrow, Skyfall, and The Man with the Iron Fist. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Did you see how high his pants were last night?
Yeah, they're awesome.
He was rocking capris.
He was.
I don't ever want to hear you give me crap about how high water my pants are ever again.
But he was wearing them on purpose. You don't wear yours on purpose and they look like capris.
They don't look like capris. I've never had pants that terminated on my calf.
Mm-hmm.
They at least make it to a couple inches above my sock.
You just look like you're waiting for a flood.
No, that guy was, he just got out of the flood.
Purposely. Like, he was purposely wearing those pants.
So, if I wore capris on purpose, that's okay.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, because you would look silly.
But he looked okay?
Yeah. He's a rock star. He can wear whatever he wants.
He weighs 110 pounds.
That's okay. He's got that whole hipster look thing going on.
Rock stars should at least weigh 145.
At least. That's the minimum weight requirement for a rock star?
I think so.
Is 145 pounds?
If you're a badass 145.
Okay.
You know.
What defines that as being a badass 145?
Well, the thing is, I was about to say a much larger number, but then I realized some of the badass rock bands that have really small dudes in them,
mm-hmm.
like Metallica, two of their members are tiny.
Okay.
Teeny tiny little dudes. And yeah, they may talk a big game, but like, really? You are like 5'6" and weigh 120 pounds. You're going to talk smack. Okay. Anyway, I have topical Valentine's Day news for you. Did you know people in Japan buy Valentine's insurance?
Okay. What?
Valentine's insurance.
I've never heard of this.
For $5, you'll get a box containing chocolates and a love letter from an imaginary man or woman on Valentine's Day. That way, if no real person sends you anything, at least you got a gift and a love letter that you paid for yourself.
I will not be sending myself one of those.
Yeah.
I'd rather get nothing than getting...
No, I would too.
Wow.
That is pathetic and sad.
That is really sad.
And if there's a business that's actually able to stay in business doing that...
Wow, they are playing off people's misery.
Well, it's seasonal business, I suppose.
It is. You can do it for your birthday, I guess, too.
According to a flower expert in Pennsylvania, if you really want to buy romantic flowers on Valentine's Day, what do you think you should buy?
Besides roses?
What do you think it is?
Orchids.
No. Tulips.
Okay. Tulips?
He says tulips are a better symbol of love than roses, no matter what color you go with. If you do buy roses, only go with red. All of the other colors have hidden meanings you don't want, like yellow roses mean, let's just be friends.
Okay, but if it's still a new relationship and you decide to send those, you don't have to do red.
Peach roses mean someone just died.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
White is hope, I believe.
And black
is friendship.
And black is, I'm so goth.
Yeah. I don't think there's many black roses that go out on Valentine's Day.
Could be. Should
no.
be.
No. Mm-mm.
I can think of a couple of people I'd send black roses to.
On Valentine's Day?
With all the thorns still on them.
Okay. Somebody's bitter.
Oh, no, not anymore. I just think of people that I would like to send them to.
Okay.
And then finally... If you're planning on a big public spectacle to declare your love to the world on Valentine's Day, do it right.
All right. Oh, definitely. And, go big or go home.
And that means don't do it on Facebook.
Okay.
According to a new survey, 80% of women say they'd be very unhappy if a guy used Facebook to wish them a happy Valentine's Day.
Instead of saying it to them in person or
14% said they'd dump the guy who did that.
Oh.
or they've considered dumping a guy who...
They're not going to dump him.
The number one pick for the best way to say Happy Valentine's Day, a handwritten letter.
Aww.
And something that costs an insanely large amount of money.
Not a post-it note either.
Lots of money. That you can't go wrong on Valentine's Day spending a buttload of money.
Just get diamonds.
Yeah, buttload of money. That's what love's all about. Buttload of money.
Wow.
Well, no, that's what the Valentine's Day industry is all about.
Okay.
Buttload of money. Just spend lots of money and your Valentine will be happy. Mm. Oh, speaking of money and the amount spent, I had another story I forgot about. But this was like an after 8:30 kind of story.
Yes.
So, yeah, I told you about it earlier.
It was an after 8:30 kind of story.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you need a little background music for this one.
That as well, yes.
Yes.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. And not the ones where you're stopping the speech song.
No. If you're single and go on a date on Valentine's Day, how much is it going to cost for you to get a little bow chicka wow wow?
How much?
If you're single.
Okay.
$257.
Wow.
Meaning you're not in a relationship.
But you're taking somebody out on Valentine's Day.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that.
Okay.
That would cover dinner, drinks, whatever you do before you've made enough payment. If you're married. If you're married.
Okay. You're going to get some bow chicka wow wow.
$203 it will cost you to get some bow wow.
Oh, cheaper.
Did I say bow wow? Bow chicka wow wow.
Bow wow.
Big difference between bow wow and bow chicka wow wow. Or maybe not as much as you think. And finally, if you're in a relationship but not married.
Yeah.
Good news. Mm. You only need to spend $180 on dinner and a gift.
Yay.
And then back home for the bow chicka wow wow.
Awesome.
So, those dating people have all the fun.
They usually get a little bit more than those married people.
Okay, heroes of the day, they are coming up next, but we got to give away some Bitterball tickets.
Speaking of Valentine's Day.
361-5557. If you want to go to the Bitterball, call now, and we will get you hooked up with tickets. And just keep calling, because we only have a couple of phone lines, so we'll give out as many as we can here. 361-5557, and we'll hook you up with tickets to the Bitterball.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. I'm going to concede something.
Okay.
I do kind of look like a lumberjack today.
You totally do. I thought about when I first walked in, I was going to say something, but I forgot. And then later on, I was like, you look like a lumberjack
today.
Well,
I just went to the bathroom, and when I went to wash my hands and looked at myself in the mirror... Outside of not having suspenders, an axe, or a stocking hat with a little ball on top,
mm-hmm.
I totally look like a lumberjack.
You really do. Yeah. Hello, 1994.
Oh, actually, yeah. I probably look more like a grunge kid who hasn't had a haircut in 7 months and is wearing a flannel shirt and old jeans and sneakers.
And just found out that he doesn't have to shave. So he can grow in a beard.
Doesn't have to shave? Okay.
Or that he can grow in a beard.
This is not a teenage beard.
No, that's not, because it's gray.
Oh, God, I hate you right now.
Every time he's a hero. Working class hero.
Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Melgo.
Over the weekend, a 27-year-old male stripper named Fabio was set to perform at a party in Wales. Only Fabio could make it, so the fantasy strip agency sent a replacement. That replacement was 29-year-old Leon Zibadowski, I think is how you say his name. Anyway, but he was way less of a beefcake than Fabio. He's kind of skinny, unshaven, and not in a handsome way. And he didn't do a dance routine or even have music. So while he stripped out of his fireman's uniform, the 150 women in the crowd started heckling him. He started getting angry. They threw balled up napkins at him. Finally, he gave up. He jumped at the crowd and he started brawling with the women. The cops came and Leon was arrested on suspicion of assault. Leon was set to get about $240 for his performance. The women each paid $16 for the show.
Yeah, take that with this balled up napkin.
I know. That part was
take
funny.
That.
Fabio was not there.
Arguments over the best rock guitarist ever are usually pretty pointless. Everybody's got an opinion. Nothing you say will ever change their mind, even though it's always Joe Perry. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Last week in Brook Park, Ohio, a couple was at a Motel 6 and got into a debate. The guy was adamant that Slash was the best guitarist ever.
Okay.
His girlfriend was adamant that Eddie Van Halen was the best ever.
Okay.
Well, they're both wrong. It's Joe Perry. The argument got so loud and so vicious that other people in the Motel 6 called the cops, so they came and got the couple to agree to quiet everything down. But while they were there, they ran the guy and girl's names through their database and found they both had outstanding warrants in other cities.
Oops.
So all because of their Slash versus Eddie debate, which they were both wrong, it's Joe Perry, they're now both in jail. Awesome. Time for us to scoop. Ben is in next. Have a fantastic day. It's Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.